AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Matt Gaetz says he's taking his name out of consideration to be attorney general in the upcoming Trump administration. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the first sign Trump could face Republican resistance to his nominations. In a social media statement, the president-elect says Gaetz was doing very well, but did not want to be a distraction for the incoming administration. There's no sign yet from the Trump team when he'll pick a replacement attorney general nominee.
Gaetz was facing scrutiny over a federal sex trafficking investigation. Among those seen as a contender before Gaetz was picked is former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker, who Trump chose earlier this week to serve as U.S. ambassador to NATO. The Kremlin fired a new intermediate-range ballistic missile at Ukraine in response to Kyiv's use this week of American and British missiles capable of striking deeper into Russia. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Ukraine has withstood countless attacks from Russia. We have seen that repeatedly over the past more than 2 years now. We briefed Ukraine and our close allies, partners in recent days to help them prepare.
Ian Bremmer with the Eurasia Group explains what this all means.
It's less about what they did, and it's more about there's a lot of performative work, a lot of posturing that's going to happen in the run-up to what will be the first meaningful negotiations in 3 years.
Palestinian health officials say the death toll in Gaza from the 13-month-old war between Israel and Hamas has surpassed 44,000. The Illinois Supreme Court overturned actor Jussie Smollett's conviction on charges he staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself in 2019 and lied to Chicago police about it. The ruling says the special prosecutor should not have been allowed to intervene after the local state's attorney initially dropped the charges. The decision did not address Smollett's claims of innocence. This is AP News. Airports are ready for the Thanksgiving getaway.
It seems new travel records are being set every year since the pandemic, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg expects that trend to continue for Thanksgiving.
If recent experience is any guide, these will likely be some of the busiest travel days in U.S. history.
And the airports are ready, he says, thanks to work by the Biden administration.
We have also made historic investments in our aviation infrastructure to make sure that the U.S. airspace maintains its status as the safest, most efficient, most complex airspace in the world.
AAA is expecting over 5.5 million people to fly domestically this holiday. That's an increase of 2% compared to last year and a nearly 11% increase over 2019. I'm Shelley Adler.
Flights in and out of San Francisco's airport were canceled because of a major wind and rainstorm. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.